Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and a pleasure to have in the studio Lucinda Taylor, Habitat for Humanity Executive Director. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, I met you at one of our Board of Commissioners meetings, and you had come in discuss the county's foreclosed property donation to you, and I think we should talk a little bit about that at some point.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Habitat for Humanity, right? Because you had said about a year now?
I started in January of this year, so just over 10 months.
Like you had said, there had been a little while there really wasn't an executive director for some time. So I imagine you were scrambling a little once you must have an office somewhere. What was it like walking in and going, okay, I got to do this?
It was kind of amazing, actually. I spent most of my career in higher education administration, so there were a lot of transferable skills, but building and construction was a whole new field for me.
Gotcha.
So the first thing was just figuring out the scope of the job.
Yeah.
I knew a little bit about Habitat, but I had never volunteered with them or done any real deep digging into. I knew their mission, home ownership for low-income families. Fabulous mission, especially when you look at our current housing situation. We need more opportunities for people at all income levels to be housed.
Yeah.
And home ownership provides this stability for folks that has an amazing impact. I was looking at a report the other day that done by Habitat Oregon and the Oregon Policy Council, where they were doing some research. They determined that students of Habitat homeowners graduate with a 92% graduation rate. That's 16% higher than the Oregon average for all families. And so when you look at low-income families, their graduation rates are even lower. But that's a huge difference. That's the impact that stable housing can have for a family.
Right.
So when I came in, the first thing was just figuring out, wow, what is this job, right? What all is in there? And discovering that the scope was far more than I had originally thought, right? You have everything from your restores, where we have a restore manager that helps manage them, but there's oversight of the restores.
Mm-hmm.
You have your build, so there's the construction side. You have financing the build, so the development and fundraising side. You have a relationship with Habitat International because they have to protect the brand, so you have to meet certain standards and certain quarterly reports and annual reports and all of that that you need to do. There's the loan origination for our homeowners. Once they have a mortgage established, there is the homeowner services processing that, making sure the escrow gets accounted appropriately, that our county taxes are paid and that their insurances are current. There's the board. So I have a board of directors, volunteer board that helps make policy decisions and help determine our direction, strategic plan and all of that. So there's the board when I came on was 6 people. We really need to be more like a dozen folks, and we really want to have representation from different areas of our population. So we didn't have anybody from Lincoln City, for instance, on the board, and so now we do. So helping expand and build that board and sort of reactivate some committees. When you're that small, it's hard to have committees that are dedicated to different areas. We're building. We're now at 9 on the board. We're still looking for, more folks from Lincoln City.
Okay.
And so it's geographic representation. It's demographic. So we now, hopefully at our board meeting, we have a retreat coming up next week. We have a new board member on the agenda. With that approval, we'll then have increased from an all-white board to 2 board members of color. Which, so we're helping to expand our representation of the community that we serve. And so looking to add more folks from the lower income spectrum who can really speak to the need from a firsthand perspective.
Yeah.
And helping with our age distribution. We have mostly retired folks on our board. It'd be great. We now have some folks who are actually still working and have small children, which is more like the folks that we serve. So we're trying to expand and be very strategic about that process to make sure that each new board member we bring on helps bring a new perspective or a new skill set or something that's really going to help us focus on the mission as we go forward.
Well, I love this. I mean, well, for one thing, how complex this position you're in and, you know, all these facets, but you seem to me like a enthusiastic problem solver, so I'm sure you're fine, you know, but yeah, how interesting. And what you're saying about that representation, so important, and this was echoed in the nonprofit social serve or nonprofit capacity training that, you know, you were in and I was in, and a lot of people were saying this, and it just makes complete sense that, you know, the intelligence comes from the community.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
yeah.
Like these boards need to do, or hopefully are the best representation of the community. But, you know, I wanted to jump back on something you mentioned earlier real quickly, which I kind of find fascinating. I hadn't thought about much before this, but the psychology of place, of ownership, mm-hmm. is really an interesting thing that Habitat cultivates. And from what you're saying, I mean, there are a lot of benefits to this. I'd like to talk maybe a little bit more about that. I know we have a short amount of time, Lucinda, but let's take our first break. We've got Lucinda Taylor. She's the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Lincoln County. Stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Lucinda Taylor, Executive Director, Habitat for Humanity of Lincoln County. And so we were kind of talking off mic, and I don't want to get us too far in the weeds, Lucinda. I mean, we do need to maybe put into context the requirements when somebody receives a house. I mean, can you give us kind of the overview of what happens to a person when they are the recipient of a Habitat home?
Sure. So first, there's a pretty extensive application and qualification process where we try to get applicants, as many applicants as possible, who might possibly qualify.
Okay.
Because we don't want to leave anyone out. So we do a lot of outreach. We do financial qualification. They need to be at a minimum 30% median family income, maximum of 80%. And the sweet spot really is more around that 60% or lower of median family income for these homeowners.
Now, can you kind of put that in practical terms? Like, what kind of numbers might that be?
So right now, I think median family income for a family of four in Lincoln County, I think, is $45,000-ish.
Okay.
So, or maybe it's 54. I sometimes transpose numbers. But yeah. I think, so the homeowner needs to make a minimum in the low 20,000s, maximum in the 30s somewhere.
Okay.
Depending on the size of the family. Now, we'll get more specific numbers out the next time we do a search. But so once they're qualified, once they've been selected, and that process involves using a committee made up of community members to help us narrow that down. They do home visits. Mm. They come to the board with a recommendation. It is a yeah. We want to make sure that we select a homeowner who's going to be successful in home ownership. They need to be prepared for that mortgage that they're going to pay, which is calculated at 30% of their income. Is what they pay, and that includes taxes and insurance. So the principal portion of that is what's left after taxes and insurance at 30%.
Yeah.
But once they're selected, they do need to do a few things. They have to be willing to partner with us. Mm. That's part of the application process. And that means for a single adult household, they need to put in at least 350 hours of sweat equity. For a double adult household, it needs to be 500 hours of sweat equity. And they can certainly do more. We encourage them as much as possible to do that through helping build their own home. Mm-hmm. That helps increase that pride of ownership and that, hey, I helped build this. Now, not everybody's physically capable of that, and we recognize that, and we'll find other ways for them to contribute in the restores or in the office or through other opportunities. But as much as possible, we want them helping build the home because that also helps them learn how to maintain their home, right? It helps them learn where things could go wrong or how was this put together in the first place? Well, maybe if it starts to unravel a little, I can figure out how to fix it, right? They also have to go through a foundation financials course. It's an 8-hour course that walks them through identifying their monthly expenses, where can they trim, how do they budget, what are the necessities and what are the niceties, and everybody needs to have a few niceties in their budget as well, but it helps to really help that homeowner identify what those are so that in times of, gosh, I've got this maintenance I need to pay for, where can I trim? This might be it, yeah. You know? So they learn about budgeting. We are putting together, this is in early stages, but we're also putting together a home maintenance course. And we'll open that up to the community for anyone here on the coast who wants to learn a little more about how do I maintain my home.
So
in this,
Oh, goodness, yes.
So that's still early stages for us. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to put our current homeowners through that course. And how to identify when can I do this myself and when do I need to call in the professional, right?
Yeah.
So we want to help prepare them for home ownership. And part of that is recognizing, are they financially going to be able to do that? Even at 30% of income, there are still expenses that go with home ownership that are beyond just your mortgage payment, as we all know.
Man, so a lot of moving parts, Lucinda.
Absolutely. I tell you, I started in January and we had a part-time construction manager who left at the beginning of March. And suddenly I discovered that I needed to pass the CCB exam so that our license are with the...
I did.
Well, somebody had to.
Okay.
So you know, right. I find myself learning new things every day.
How many hours did that take? Any get us in the ballpark?
Well, so there's a required 40-hour... Well, no, it's 16. There's a required course you have to go through. It's a minimum of 16 contact hours. I was able to do it online. I just hired a new part-time construction manager at the end of July, and he was able to do it through the Small Business Development Center here. And so it was over the course of a weekend. So it's not that intensive, but when you layer that on top of all the other things that, you know,
sure.
running a business, you still have to manage your payroll and your make sure your insurance is all comprehensive covered. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's all these different moving parts and pieces. It's everything to run a business.
Yeah.
Plus all these other relationships and parts and pieces.
Yeah.
It's
a
lot.
We didn't even touch on the restores and then this whole personal development piece too, you know, so important for these first time homeowners. So I'm fascinated. We need like an hour and a half, Lucinda, I think. Well, let's take our last break with Lucinda Taylor of Habitat for Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, Lucinda Taylor, Habitat for Humanity. And, you know, Lucinda, these benefits that come to these families from ownership. Yeah, I would love for you to talk about that a little bit. And then we should talk about, you know, how the community can contribute and help support what you're doing. Yeah, tell us some more about what happens to these individuals. And, you know, obviously there's some hard skills you talked about, but there may be some other benefits that might not be so obvious?
Sure. So Habitat International has done a lot of research to help determine what are the benefits.
Yeah.
And what they find is that Habitat homeowners, as compared to other low-income households, they experience better health, greater educational attainment, having that stable home base that they don't have to worry about, am I going to be priced out of my rental? They can now maybe think about going back to college or going to trade school, increasing their employment abilities and their earning ability. The children, we already talked about graduation rates, but in general, they experience less anxiety and they just do better in school.
Wow.
So they're able to really get the most out of their education, which sets them up for a better future. So the impact is really generational.
It's fascinating, you know, because I think about our housing situation that we're in and, you know, maybe is some of the research saying that we've got, you know, higher rates of mental illness. You know, we've got these high rates of housing instability. The two are maybe more connected than we've realized. And this seems like this is kind of proof of it.
I think it is. I think if you're worried about being able to stay in your home. I mean, think about the security you feel when you're home, whether you're a renter or a homeowner or couch surfing. It's a huge difference in how you approach your whole life and where your mental energies are. If you're worried about your rent is going to go up and you're going to have to find another place to live, and then there are the expenses of moving. So you're taking a low income individual or household that already has trouble making ends meet, and now they've got to worry about first and last and all of that in a new place and the costs of moving. That can distract you from other aspects of life, and and anxiety contributes to poorer health outcomes. It's you know, that link has already been shown.
Stress.
So So our goal is to help build as many homes as possible that we can then help those households, low income households, become homeowners. And we do that through the support of the community, absolutely through volunteers.
And so what do you guys need? Like, what would be the best way somebody could to help immediately your mission?
You know, right now we are trying to finish up this duplex in Newport, and it's gone on a lot longer than we would have liked. Primarily because the expenses on that build have been higher than anticipated from day one. The slope of the land, we had to do more excavation, more foundation work. So, you know, we've been trying to play catch up as best we can. And right now we're at the point where our final push is to get connected to this city sewer system, which is more complex than I would have realized. We have to cut across streets.
So expensive.
And, you know, Runyon's Construction is working with us to try and find a good, and I have to put in a plug for Lucchini Construction. They, when my construction manager left in March, they stepped up and they have been helping, volunteering their hours to help us get this done and buying incidental supplies along the way to make it happen. They are really helping it. But right now we're at a point where we need to be able to pay for this installation of the sewer. We'd love to get these homeowners into these homes before the holidays. So, you know, right now, as you're thinking about your year-end giving, consider Habitat for Humanity. Help us get these two homeowners. We have one with a school-age daughter who's living in a 275-square-foot apartment, another who's living in a trailer that has significant leakage in the back bedroom where it's just not usable right now. And so they're living in cramped quarters with her. She has an adult son who has some special needs. So financial contributions absolutely would be lovely. When we start our next build up in Lincoln City, thanks to Lincoln County for donating those two pieces of property. We're excited. They are flat, and they have the utilities into the sidewalk. So those are, you know, that's prime. And so then we'll be looking for volunteers to come out and help us with those builds. Anybody who has, I can't tell you, I have a long list of businesses that have donated product or given us greatly reduced discounts to help us build here this duplex. We'll be looking for those same partnerships, everything from the HVAC system, the flooring and cabinets, and the plumbing. Anybody who has a business where they can help us through discounts or donated product or donated labor on that build that's coming up in Lincoln City, we definitely reach out, let us know. We can start that process as we start putting together our budget for that. The immediate need is for funding to help us finish out the Newport build. And then the longer term is help us with the Lincoln City build. Those are our big needs.
You know, I Googled you and felt like Habitat International, and I put in zip codes for Newport anyways, and it just took me right to you. So I think finding Habitat online seems to be a pretty seamless process.
HabitatLincoln.org.
Okay. And is there a donation button on the site itself?
There is a donation button right there on the site. There's also our mailing address. The other option is if, you know, help support our restorers by donating any building materials that might be left over from some project you've been doing at home, or any furniture or that kind of thing that we can help sell in our restores. We have We have a couple who over the summer gave us a piece of land in Salishan. It's not something we can build on, but it's now up for sale. So, you know, if you want to purchase that piece of land in Salishan, you get a good piece of land and you benefit Habitat.
Awesome. Well, Lucinda, thank you so much. You know, and in closing, if folks are listening, finishing that duplex, financial contributions, plus that volunteerism in the future. And next time we have you on, let's talk about some of these businesses that have provided and recognize them. So Lucinda Taylor, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And thank you for listening. So we will see you same time, same place next week here on Lincoln County Connections. Have a great day.